Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hello listeners and welcome to this week's episode of The Cult Vault. Today is the big launch of my new podcast, The Conspiracy Vault. To celebrate this, I have decided to do a crossover episode. My first conspiracy episode is on QAnon. If you're not sure what QAnon is, head over to my new podcast, The Conspiracy Vault, to learn more now. Today I have an interview lined up for you with a young man named Anthony, whose grandmother has become so enthralled with QAnon and the conspiracy that he fears his relationship with her has been lost. Before I get started, I wanted to give the biggest and warmest welcome to my newest patron, Ben. With your support, I am now at 10% of my Patreon goal, and with every new patron, I get one step closer to reaching this target. So thank you so much, Ben, and welcome on board. Patrons who support my content and are eligible for exclusive content will automatically receive the exclusive content that will be released for the Conspiracy Vault in due time. So let's not wait any longer. Here is my interview with Anthony. So hello, Anthony, and welcome to the podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. Would you like to introduce yourself and tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and why you've come to speak with me today?
Well, I'm Anthony, I'm 21, and my grandma has lost her mind and has gotten completely wrapped up in this QAnon conspiracy, cult, whatever it is. I don't know. And I stumbled across the QAnon Reddit thing. And I was like, oh my God, like a switch flip. Like, this is not just a me problem. Like, there's a lot of people having this. So I was like reading through them and it's just crazy. It's so crazy.
And where are you talking to us from tonight, Anthony?
From Florida.
From Florida. And do you think that it, the QAnon movement has a particular build up in your area, or is it America overall?
In the South, yeah. Especially because it's such a Republican stronghold around here and very just like conservative, very Christian like area.
Right. Okay. So lots of Trump supporters.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and what can you tell us about what your understanding of QAnon is?
So QAnon, from what I understand, is it was an anonymous person on 4chan who basically said that Hillary Clinton was randomly arrested one day, and that this is like some top secret government official who has Q clearance or whatever, and people just like became obsessed with it, and he would come in and drop more just random drops. They call them Q drops, such as there's a military coup that Barack Obama is going to take over America, and that George Soros is funding like everything. And that's basically what I understand of it.
Okay. And why has this conspiracy itself affected you personally?
Well, my grandma is like really obsessed with it, and I kind of just thought it was just like a her thing because she does get like very focused on things. But reading online other people's experiences, like a lot of people are just becoming obsessed with it, and lately the whole obsession is the Save the Children movement, which began as a way to fund money for organizations to help kids who are being trafficked. But QAnon has taken it over and has convinced the followers that the Democrats are running some pedophile ring or something.
It's a lot. Yeah, I think
I think you've basically summed it up perfectly there.
Yeah.
The hashtag Save the Children is definitely trending on all social media platforms, as far as I can tell. It goes back to other conspiracy theories such as Pizzagate and the recent Wayfair conspiracy theory that was recently trending as well. And from what I can tell, it's QAnon absorbing all conspiracy theories plausible and applying it to one single thread. So QAnon seems to be like one bubble in the middle.
Yeah.
And there are tangents coming off of this bubble, and these tangents are all the conspiracy theories that anybody has ever considered, ever.
Yeah.
And they are all real, and they are all linked, and they are all have QAnon at the center. That's my understanding of the movement itself. I might be wrong, but from the research that I've done, that's what I could ascertain. Why do you think QAnon is suddenly picking up so much traction?
Well, one reason probably being the whole quarantine. People are at home, they're bored, they're on the internet 24/7. It's going to come across your feed one way or another. And, I mean, you're scrolling at home and you come across this whole pedophile thing and you're like, oh, I'm going to read into this. So then you start reading. And, like, any sane person wants to protect kids from, like, weirdos. So people are starting to make it their, like, life mission now that they have nothing else to do to save these kids.
And a lot of the time, I think these articles come from a lot of sources that aren't always fact-checked as well, but are very compelling articles. Do you think it's a certain demographic of people that are following and believing in QAnon?
At first it was, but it spread just so much that, like, everybody is. From, like, you know, the alt-right young white men to, like, my grandma. And now I see just, like, TikTok teens into it, and it's just everywhere now.
And has there been a significant shift since Trump publicly mentioned QAnon the other day?
Oh yeah, they're bringing, like, the Q. I've been seeing Q signs at his rallies and stuff so much lately.
And your grandmother, she's a firm believer in this movement, and you are not.
Mm-hmm. No.
Well, what was your relationship like with your grandmother growing up?
We were very close. We were kind of like friends. Like, we would tell each other everything. We were so similar. And even politically leaning, we were kind of the same. But after this whole QAnon movement has exploded, she's, like, gone completely far right and is, like, lost. Like, I don't even know who she is anymore. It's really hard to even talk to her, because she's so obsessed with it that everything revolves back to QAnon. We cannot talk about anything without going back to QAnon.
What was her personality like when she was growing up? What type of person was she like to be around?
She was like a complete hippie, if I'm honest. Like, stoner lady, so cool, which is, like, it's so confusing that she's in this cult.
And when you say that every conversation goes back to QAnon, can you recall any particular examples of that happening?
Well, the other day, I had to go to the grocery store. I'm like, come on, you want to go with me? Sure, we'll spend some time together. And I go to put my mask on, and I'm like, I hope you have a mask. And she's like, yeah, I have my government mind control ready to wear. And it's like, come on.
So the face masks as well seem to be another facet of QAnon, where the government are trying to control people by forcing them to wear face masks. So people are rebelling against the government by not wearing face masks. But the older generation are more susceptible to contracting the virus. So, of course, you're worried about her and you're wanting her to take precautions of safety for herself. Yes. How does that feel when you try and reason with her and she's not going to listen to, you know, your concerns?
It hurts a lot, because it honestly just feels like she doesn't care. She doesn't care what I say. She doesn't care that I care for her. Like, she just doesn't care.
And that's different to what she would have been like before all of this QAnon.
Completely different.
Yeah. And What was your grandmother's life like when she was growing up?
Growing up, I mean, she says she had a pretty good life, but it's around when she, well, she got with my grandfather, with my mom's father.
Okay.
And he got in this crazy wreck, paralyzed from the waist down. Things weren't working. He wanted a divorce because it just stressed both of them out so much. So it was a mutual divorce. Everything's cool. So then she gets with her second husband. Okay. And this guy was like, he was just crazy. He was insane. He threatened her a lot. We would go to grandma's house and this guy would have a gun and he would threaten our grandma with a gun.
Oh my goodness.
And this whole time, Fox News is constantly playing. I had to hear the time that my grandma voted third party because he did not want her to vote for Bill Clinton. And but she was not for the Republicans. So she voted third party and this guy threatened her for years over it and would like lose his mind anytime the election came up after that because he was like, oh, she's going to throw another vote to the Democrats. And it was, that's probably where things started to change for her. Being broken down, gaslighted, and made to believe things that she was not raised on believing.
Right. So the QAnon movement itself focuses heavily around the downfall of the Clintons.
Yes.
Do you think that that has a lot to do with your grandmother reading into QAnon?
Oh, definitely. Because Hillary Clinton is like Satan to QAnon followers.
And you talk about this abuse that she suffered horribly from her second husband and in front of children as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you're there and you're experiencing this or witnessing this abuse alongside your grandmother receiving this abuse.
Yes.
Does that bring you closer together or does it make a relationship with your grandmother more difficult?
I think it does bring us closer together. Because we just had this mutual hatred for this guy.
And but, did she stay with him? Are they still together?
Oh no, she's out of there. They're right. Still legally married though, however. And he does still live in their house, but that is because they have an autistic son and she thought right. It would be better for them to stay there. But
okay.
He still basically runs her life, even though they do not see each other at all.
And do you think that he would himself be a QAnon supporter?
Oh, he is. He has the bumper sticker and everything.
Oh, he does. Okay. Okay. Yeah. It seems like when I read on the Reddit, the subreddits around QAnon victims, family members who have, you know, fallen out with loved ones because of QAnon, that there seems to be some level of some type of abuse that the person has suffered. Do you think it is something to do with being a victim of abuse or something that has happened in your life that makes QAnon more easy to relate to? Because it's not something that I've personally read about and felt inclined to believe.
I think so, because the whole topic of QAnon right now is abuse. And people are like, well, I lived through that and I know what that's like and I don't want other people to go through that. So that's why they're being so like wrapped up in it lately.
So people like your grandmother identify with these alleged abused children who are being trafficked.
Yes.
Right. And when did you start to notice a shift or a difference in your grandmother and her behavior?
I would say around early to mid 2017, which is when I think this all started. It started making its rounds on Facebook. And that's when she just like completely lost it.
So she would spend time at home reading the Facebook posts, sharing the Facebook posts.
Yes.
And did she ever approach you and ask your thoughts and opinions on certain things around QAnon?
She asked me a few weeks ago if I believed in Pizzagate. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Like, it's crazy. It's been disproven. I was like, a guy even went with guns blazing and everything and said that there was nothing there. And she was just like, just shocked that I did not believe in Pizzagate.
And does she worry about you because you're not a believer?
Oh yeah. She thinks the Democrats have brainwashed me.
What happens when you sit down and you try to reason with her or show her how certain things around QAnon have been disproven?
So I will, there have been times where I've convinced her that things are just not what they look like. And she seems to believe me, and she seems to be like, oh, my eyes are open. But then she goes back home, she opens Facebook, and she sees conspiracy theories up and down her feed, and she believes them. And it's just like this never-ending cycle.
And are you friends with your grandmother on Facebook?
Oh, I don't have Facebook. I can't put myself through that.
Okay, so explain to the listeners how you understand your grandmother's Facebook page.
Well, okay, so she made a Facebook when I bought her an iPhone, because I'm like, you need to get in touch with family you have not seen. So I got her this iPhone, whatever, things are good. A couple years later, I'm like, I'm going to log into grandma's Facebook and just see what she's doing. And that's when, like, just up and down her timeline was just nothing but, like, fake articles from, like, random sources that I've never heard of, just claiming the most insane things I've ever seen. Like, I remember seeing one that, it was, like, Hillary Clinton was, like, she was eating baby limbs or something. And it's, like, people can't actually believe this, can they? And that's when I thought it was just, like, okay, like, it's a crazy old person thing. They did not grow up with the internet. They grew up with information for them in books and everything. Everything's real to them. So they believe this. But it's starting to spread to younger people now, I've noticed.
And what's your initial reaction towards your grandmother when you found all of these things on her Facebook page?
Disappointment.
Did you sit down with her and explain to her, you know, what you thought about the things that she'd been sharing?
I did, but it just goes in one ear and out the other.
So she says, you know, okay, my eyes are opening, I'm listening to what you're saying, I'm not going to share any more articles. And then the next day you check her Facebook again and she's back sharing more articles and spreading the same conspiracy theories.
Yes, and I think she doesn't even realize that some of them are QAnon. I think she truly believes everything she sees on Facebook is real.
Okay, and do you think that that's common for a lot of internet users of that generation?
Definitely.
And what would be your advice for people who have a friend or family member who is involved in this same type of online discussion?
I mean, I wish I knew. I mean, what I do, I just try my hardest to disprove everything I can and show her facts. But whether or not they choose to believe that is up to them in the end.
Do you think that there's any potential for this movement to start action offline, like the Pizzagate and the firearms being taken to the pizza restaurant and the man threatening to open fire?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I know, I've seen it going around that they're, like, planning this whole, like, misinfo warfare for the 2020 election, because things just are not looking good for Trump, and they're about to, like, hit a last resort.
Okay, so where have you heard this information?
I believe I saw a CBS article, I want to say, about it, and then I did my own digging. I went to 8chan myself and looked around, and it was bad.
And I think it's looking more and more likely that QAnon supporters are going to end up having some seats in your government.
I've seen some running in Florida and Georgia. I think there were heavy Republican districts and they won their primary, so they're most likely going to win.
So there'll be some kind of QAnon influence within the political, well, further into American politics.
Yeah.
Do you think that this movement is going to stay as big as it is in America, or do you think it's going to spread into worldwide politics?
I honestly think this is just an American thing, because it's just everything is so American-centric. I don't really see it spreading, but I mean, it could, who knows?
Do you see Trump winning his second term in office or not?
I'm 50-50 right now. I honestly do not know. I could see a lot of misinformation ramping up late October, like it did in 2016, though, which will probably sway some people.
QAnon has been labeled by some professionals as a cult movement. Mm-hmm. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's just, they put just blind faith into this person who's literally just an anonymous message board poster. And they live their entire lives revolving around this person. And but what I think is really unique about QAnon is a lot of the followers, they feed off of each other instead of the leader. Because when the leader is wrong, they're usually like, oh, well, this is bigger than Q. This is bigger than that. We're trying to save children and save the world. And they feed off of each other. A lot of the QAnon conspiracy theories don't even come from QAnon. They come from the followers feeding off of it and spreading it around through their circles.
I think it's interesting when you say that, definitely, because it's almost in that sense that QAnon can never be wrong, even if the events that they are predicting never actually play out.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You said something interesting in one of your emails to me about the LGBTQ plus community and how QAnon views them. Would you just tell our listeners a little bit about what you spoke about?
So I've seen it making its rounds on Facebook that Democrats want to allow pedophilia to be a like sexuality part of the LGBTQ plus. And I've seen my grandma sharing it. And like, I mean, I've told her, I'm like, this is crazy. I'm like, your brother is gay. Like, why? Like, why do you believe this? And she's like, well, I guess that makes sense. Like, I'm stupid for believing it. And then it's like, she goes back to spreading it. But it's like, they do this on Fox News. They plant fake stories to discredit the LGBTQ. And to make them seem like a bunch of freaks and weirdos. I mean, it was just happening at the RNC the other night. They were saying that the Democrats were trying to let boys go to girls' bathrooms at school and let boys play girls' sports. And it's just, I think that's linked to QAnon, honestly.
What would be the purpose around spreading that false news? Is it to distract viewers and listeners from something else that is happening? Or is it to, what do you think is the agenda behind that?
I think it's just the age-old gay people are pedophiles thing. I think they're using it to play up the pedophile thing, especially being that so many Democrats are on the LGBT side. And I think it just gives them more credit to say that Democrats are trafficking kids. They're gays, you know?
I think when you talk about what the worst possible crime is that somebody could commit, it has to be around children, the harming of children or the trafficking of children or the murdering and eating of children. So I think if there was going to be any type of conspiracy that would drag somebody's reputation through the dirt, it would definitely be around some form of abuse of children. And it appears that QAnon has a belief that certain people in positions of power who happen to be mostly Democrats, but not always, and you know, and high profiled members of Hollywood are all involved in harming children in every conceivable way. Every article I've read will have some form of child abuse, whether that is satanic rituals of drinking the blood of children or eating the flesh of children or trafficking, paedophilia, physical abuse of children. What is your relationship like right now with your grandmother?
I mean, it's not great, but it's not bad. We talk today, but I try my hardest to just, like, whenever I call her, I'm like, okay, I want to talk to her about this, but I need to, like, make sure that there is no way for her to spin this into talking about anything QAnon related. Like, I have to be very careful and watch what I talk about with her, or else she will go on a tangent.
Do you find that quite exhausting?
It's very exhausting.
Do you have any examples of times where she's managed to link an unrelated topic back to QAnon?
Oh yeah, we went to Starbucks and we had gotten paper straws, and it started with the whole Democrats are taking away our straws into, I don't even know how it had happened, but it had went to Democrats are pedophiles, like within 10 minutes.
Have you had any QAnon rallies in your area that you know of?
Not that I know of, because I live in a very small town.
Right.
But I do live near Jacksonville, which was going to be where the RNC was held. And I've heard that there are a lot of QAnon crazies over there. I've heard that there was groups of them over there, but I haven't really looked into it.
And do you think it's mostly men or women that are involved with following QAnon?
At first it was men. At first it was primarily, you know, young white men on 4chan and 8chan, but as it spread through Facebook, I think suburban moms and grandmas and people like that who are home all day are seeing it, and they're believing it now.
And these people are almost always Trump supporters?
Almost always, but lately with quarantine, everybody being at home, I've seen a crazy amount of even like far leftists buying into it now.
It's just really, it's really tough to get your head around when you read it on paper. It's so inconceivable for me. And I have tried to see what others see when they truly believe in all of the QAnon stuff. Do you think that this person that is posing as Q, this person that has labeled themselves as Q, do you think they're one person or many people? Do you think it's been the same person consistently or different people?
I think it's been different people. I think it's a group. Honestly, my theory is that it's probably some like group within Trump's circle trying to spread things, or possibly a Russian group is my theory. So that's just me.
Because from the research I've done, it seemed that somebody posted a cryptic message posing as this person with Q who has Q clearance, is within the president's fold and has this high level security clearance.
The Department of Energy.
And there's four main people then who are like internet influencers who take the cryptic message and say that they have worked out what it says. It could well just be the complete ramblings of a teenager, somebody who's not psychologically 100%. It could be a number of things. I mean, are there any other examples of people that have been affected by this that you can think of that you've read on the subreddit thread?
I cannot think of any right now, but I know on TikTok I've seen just so many like teenagers just be completely lost to it now. And I think the reason for a lot of far left people buying into it now is I think it does all come back to Hillary Clinton, because the right hate her and the far left hate her. You know, she took down Bernie Sanders. She was versing Trump. And I think that's like their mutual agreement, is that Hillary Clinton is terrible. And I think that's how a bunch of younger kids are getting into it now.
I mean, TikTok, I think, is definitely aimed primarily at that demographic. Yeah. So if that is being used as a platform to spread the message of QAnon, it is likely that it will start to reach younger and younger people. There's just one example here on QAnon casualties, which is the subreddit, of a post that was uploaded recently about somebody's experience of their dad and QAnon. So I'll just read a brief segment from it. It reads, "My dad has been into QAnon for nearly the last 2 years, and I believe that it's really warping and breaking our family apart. To start off with a bit of background, we're a family of four. My dad is American, my mum is a New Zealander, and we've been living in New Zealand for nearly 2 decades, and we all live together in one house. It says here, for as long as I can remember, my dad has always been very patriotic and conservative." Is any of this sounding similar to your story so far?
Yeah.
"He absolutely loathes anything liberal and loves Fox News, especially Tucker Carlson." It goes on to give a load of information about his dad's political views. And then it says, "The first major red flag happened in March of last year on the Monday following the Christchurch mosque shooting. My dad has always been very critical of Muslims, to the point where my dad would badmouth one of my Muslim childhood friends whenever he left the house after coming over to play video games. And even now, he still makes fun of Omar in Congress for being Muslim. And before the shooting happened, he ordered a shirt on eBay of a flaming Q, which was obviously to support QAnon. My dad decided he wanted to wear his Q shirt to work on the Monday following the shooting, and he got into an argument with my mum because I told her about the shooter posting on 8chan and how it might be a really bad idea to wear an article of clothing basically advertising a conspiracy theory that comes from the same place that the shooter posted. He responded by saying my mom was trying to censor him and trying to silence the truth, and he stormed off to work wearing the shirt anyway. And to this day, I think that incident really spelled out to me the real danger and its environment surrounding QAnon and what its basis was." So have you had any of those conversations with your grandmother yet where she thinks you're trying to censor her?
I haven't heard it from her, like I'm trying to censor her. I've heard that I don't know what I'm talking about, and I've heard her agree with me and then go home and not agree with me. But it is a common theme within the QAnon circle to say that they're being censored, though, I've noticed.
And how old is your grandmother, if you don't mind me asking?
I believe she's 64.
She's 64, okay. Mm-hmm. And what were her thoughts and opinions around the Black Lives Matter movement?
Well, I had told her that I went to a rally and marched the streets for Black Lives Matter. And she was like, "Oh my God, I'm so proud of you. I'm proud that you stand up for what you believe in, yada, yada, yada." And then I go home and I go on her Facebook and I see where she's just talking about Black Lives Matter being funded by George Soros and they're taking down America and it's nothing but a coup to take Trump out of office. And so, yeah, I just feel like I'm being lied to constantly by her.
So she'll go from almost doing the very lovely grandmother thing of supporting you and being really happy for you and having a lovely wholesome conversation with you, and then we'll turn it around to say, "But you do know that QAnon and all of this stuff." Will she go out to vote for Trump when the time comes?
She will. She voted for him last time too.
Right, okay.
I've tried to reason with her, and I've had moments where I really think that I've flipped her, but give it 2 or 3 days and she's back far right.
I suppose it's a really difficult one because she sounds as though she would have voted differently many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But she may have just been so conditioned through her abuse to have ingrained in her now a completely a different political opinion.
Yeah.
So another one. I'll just read the intro to this one. It says, "My girlfriend's dad, QAnon and race. My girlfriend's dad is pretty nice to me, but also a fucking lunatic. I've known him about 6 months, and each month he seems to be spiraling more and more. I'm actively trying not to be around for visits because I'm a very blunt person with no time for nonsense. My girlfriend is a sweetheart and very patient, but even she's starting to become exhausted dealing with him. I can't hear him over the phone when he calls. He doesn't even ask how his daughter is. Just dives straight into conspiracies." So that sounds to be quite similar to your experience.
Yeah. That reminds me of, because at the beginning of the primary, I supported Kamala Harris. And because she was a very, like, center-left person. And I had my grandma, I had her so convinced for her. Like, I was like, we're going to vote for her. And she's like, yeah, she's cool. I like her. She's not, like, crazy, crazy left. But, you know, she's a grounded person. And then after the first debate, my grandma called me as soon as that debate ended and, like, screamed at me because she was supporting, like, Medicare for All and all this stuff. And she's like, oh, she's probably just another Hillary Clinton pedophile at the end of the day. And it's like, oh, my God.
It's interesting to think about how you would feel if you, as a 21-year-old male in America, were to go mm-hmm. out with your grandmother and have these conversations in public where people could overhear what she was saying. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like being a person of this generation, and I'm not being ageist at all in any way.
Yeah, yeah.
I know plenty of people who are older who don't share these views, but it seems to be very common, seem to be very all lives matter, don't want to accept refugees into the country, mm-hmm. Seem to say that all of the jobs are being taken by illegal immigrants, that we're spending the taxpayers' money on refugees when we should be paying towards ourselves and our mm-hmm. National Health Service. And I think how I would feel if I was to be out in public and having these conversations. I remember once I was working with an older woman, and we were walking to the train station, and she said something about how she'd just visited London, but she didn't like it anymore because it's not British London anymore, because there are so many different ethnicities within, well, that's not how she worded it, but there are so many different ethnicities within the city that she didn't want to visit it anymore. Because she said it wasn't white enough, basically. And I remember feeling so embarrassed, and I was cringing like into my coat, because I just don't share those views. I don't know if that's the same for you in terms of mm-hmm. people that are racist or homophobic, mm-hmm. or people that just say, you know, like, you can't be trans, you can't be gay. These are life choices that people are making, like what car to buy and what house to live in, which I don't agree with. Yeah. Is that how you feel as well when you're trying to talk to your grandmother?
Oh, definitely. Like, I've had that exact conversation with her, because my aunt lives in Houston, Texas, which is big city. It's very Latino, very Black. And when we were talking about the 2020 election and that the fact that I'm supporting the Democrats, she was like, oh, you want all of America to look like Houston. She's like, whenever I go to visit Kathy in Houston, she's like, it's just Mexicans everywhere. And it's just not very white. And it's like, why do you think like that? I don't understand. Because all her siblings are very, like, far left people. They're not like her at all. And I just, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
Some more titles from posts within the QAnon casualties subreddit. I'm just going to quickly read just the titles, is saying, lost my mum to QAnon, in-law issues, spouse leaves me, shaking my head, it's my mum again, my sister cannot go to college, I'm so over QAnon, conspiracy dad spread his brain worms to my older sister, and now I need to vent. So it seems to be... mostly parents or grandparents mm-hmm. who are affecting the children or siblings of the people involved in you know, such as yourself. Where do you go from here with your grandmother? Just before we wrap up, what are your next steps? And are you going to continue to approach these topics with her, or are you just going to try and spend time with her avoiding the politics? What are your thoughts and feelings now?
I honestly feel like I'm going to have to step it up, and I'm going to have to confront her more often, because the election is a couple months away, and no matter which way it goes, I think this stuff is going to just get way bigger than it is now. I think it's going to really take over people's lives, that are in quarantine and just got nothing to do. And so I feel like I can't avoid it anymore. Like, there's no way to avoid it.
Do you think that QAnon's come too far now to slow down even as the quarantine starts to lift?
Yeah, I don't think it's going back for a while. It's going to get bigger and bigger.
And it's going to pick up speed around the elections specifically.
Oh yeah, like mid late October, I feel like it's going to be everywhere.
Do you think people are going to have to be careful at these rallies if they're not in support of QAnon and Trump?
I mean, I feel like as long as you're at a Trump rally, you should be good. But unless you're like not white, because I've seen like black people and like brown people getting beat up at Trump rallies. I think your white skin will protect you more than a QAnon badge, in my opinion.
Right. Okay. Are there any points or any pieces of information or advice that you wanted to add before we end our call today?
I think we covered everything.
Okay, so I've gone through all of my points, Anthony. I really hope you manage to have some sort of coherent conversation with your grandmother where she can at least understand your perspective and where you're coming from, even if she doesn't wish to change her political views, which is well within somebody's right. I know you guys are big on freedom of speech. So hopefully you get to sit down and at least have some type of relationship with your grandma where you don't feel so exhausted in her presence and feel like you're constantly battling her bizarre beliefs. Hopefully we can keep in touch and you can keep me posted on how things go as it gets towards the voting season.
Okay.
And I just wanted to say thank you so much for coming and sharing your story with me and my listeners today.
Thank you for having me. It was good to talk about it for once with somebody who really gets this stuff.
Okay, thanks, Anthony. Have a great day. I really appreciate your time.
Have a great night. Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Bye.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.